Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Wiggy, you're being accused of being a hypocrite, the capital H, by a texter for your lead this morning. 781 texter says, Wiggy played in a sport where everybody is on roids and he doesn't appreciate what Judge did naturally.
No, but I think the records, we don't look at records that were set by maybe guys in a different era that might have been doing stuff. We don't look at their records and go, oh, we're not even going to make mention of them. What Aaron Judge is doing is a great feat, but it's a Yankee record. That's it.
Well, it's actually the American League record.
But the American, and I heard Rich talking about this, and he makes a great point. The American League record, who cares about the American League and National League? There's even a home run record for Major League.
A lot of people do, and I think it's the likability of Aaron Judge.
And Rich brought up a great point. Did you know who the National League home run record was that Barry Bonds and them were breaking? No, nobody cared at that time. No one cared about who the, it was only about when they were doing the chase, it was about can they beat Roger Maris's record at the time, which was most home runs in Major League Baseball. Not the oh, can Bonds and McGuire and Sosa, and can they pass the National League home run record holder? And when I look at Aaron Judge, yeah, he's doing a great thing, but Barry Bonds still has the record. Major League Baseball views it as the record.
Why was the guy offered, great point in the Twitch chat, why was the guy offered $2 million for the ball on the spot then?
Well, because it's still you see people out there all the time that are going to spend money on sport memorabilia. If anything, when you start to look at some of the things that are really kind of a tremendous feat, why are we not highlighting Albert Pujols more for joining the 700 Club?
So you agree with, I don't think I can say his full Twitter or Twitch handle, but you agree with this individual who says, congratulations, you're seventh on the single season home run list.
Yeah. We're going crazy over it. Like, the national media is going crazy over it.
It's a great story.
They're going crazy over it because Barry Bonds was a cheater.
But he still has the record. Okay. We don't say the teams that I said, the teams that won World Series during the era where they might have had potential cheaters on their team. We don't sit there and go, oh, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, we don't view these as titles. The Red Sox have four championships, and they probably won a couple because of what Manny Ramirez was able to do. We don't sit there and go, we don't count those Red Sox World Series.
Right, because the competition was all on the level playing field of cheating during that era.
So during that era, we looked at what Barry Bonds did as being unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And what he...
Right, Barry Bonds has always been the most talented player. He was one of the best players of all time before he put anything in his body.
But that's why I'm saying the home run record is Barry Bonds.
It is, Wiggy. It is. You're not wrong about that. Baseball did nothing to make it, put an asterisk or anything next to it. The issue is that what we're watching now, for me, feels like authentic record-breaking behavior, and the vast majority of the baseball-watching public agrees. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that Bonds is gone. Bonds has made his money. He's good to keep it. He's just not in the Hall of Fame.
That's so what happens in like 10, 15 years? And I'm not saying this is going to happen, but what if there is Aaron Judge was on PEDs?
Yeah, then we'll all bite our tongue. But right now, that doesn't seem to be the case.
Like, every time this comes up and I say I take this as the legit record. Mm-hmm. Everybody says, well, how do you know he's not on something? Because he's not. Like we would know it if he was.
And everybody says it. That's the first thing that they say when he hit 62. Everybody said the clean 62. Everybody was saying that. Whether it was Roger Maris's family, Aaron Judge's family, the Yankees organization, mm-hmm. everybody has said that. And the thing about Aaron Judge, and I think the reason why nationally so many people are talking about it, and I get what you're saying, Wiggy, mm-hmm. but it's because nobody hates Aaron Judge. Even though he's on the Yankees, and we're all Red Sox fans, he's a likable guy. We all want him on our team.
Right, right, but that and has nothing to do with...
No, it does. I think it has a lot to do with it. I think that's why people are were all rooting for him. They wanted him to get that record. They wanted to see him succeed.
Yeah, he got it. He got the all-time single-season Yankees record. That's all he did. But the fact that we are celebrating him...
Because he is easy to celebrate. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but we're celebrating him for being seventh. This is the society we live in now where we celebrate a guy who's seventh all-time on the list in single-season home runs. No, if you want to celebrate him and you're a Yankees fan for breaking Roger Maris's record, fine. No problem at all. Did we celebrate? Who was the home run leader for the Red Sox? We didn't celebrate whoever broke their record.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. Does this not reek of MLB's desperate attempt to just stay relevant? You know, to Wiggy's point, like, if you're looking at it from the outside perspective, you're not aware of what the record is. You think this guy's going for the greatest record of all time, not just the AL record. So the MLB marketing department's sitting there like, oh, my God, we got to be all over this with the cut-ins, with the conversations. So I just think it's MLB's just finding an opportunity to stay relevant because they know their ratings.
Yeah, Wiggy was, during his lead this morning at 6:30, he was... basically saying that not only Major League Baseball,
mm-hmm.
but also ESPN,
yeah.
and, you know, the cutting into whether it's college football or right. whatever to show an at-bat.
Who gives a damn?
Okay.
I don't. I'm trying to sit here and watch Georgia play Missouri, and you're cutting in to Aaron Judge, who's going to hit his 60-second home run. So what? He's nowhere. If you want to make it, if you're really... truly about really trying to make it piquing our interest, then say, can he pass Barry Bonds? Can he pass Barry Bonds' season of 73?
So why is that ball going to go for $2 million+?
Courtney, people will pay, you know, $5 million for a pair of Jordan's jock straps. I mean, that's just what people do.
Great point.
You know, that's what people do. But when we look at Major League Baseball, and there are a lot of people out there, like the caller was right, they would think that, like, oh, Aaron Judge is the single-season MLB home run leader because they don't even make mention of Barry Bonds.
I don't want this to happen, but a 617 texter's head is going to explode.
Oh, no.
The 61 wasn't clean either because Maris was swallowing greenies like Pez. Okay.
That's a great point. Those that give you a lot of power. I mean, what are we doing? Like, honest to God. I mean, whatever. I understand your point, Wiggy. Mm-hmm. Baseball absolutely deserves the bulk of the blame for the steroid era. Both the players and the owners did nothing to clean it up, and they got cash, and they loved it. So there is a bit of them trying to recreate that magic this year. I don't dispute that. I just, for my personal opinion,
mm-hmm.
I believe that McGuire and Sosa and Clemens and what those guys did in that era stands alone.
So do you look at Clemens and the Cy Youngs as being suspect?
Oh, of course. Clemens, Bonds, Ortiz, Manny, up and down. That whole era. But when it comes to World Series, I believe that they were on a level playing field.
Because everybody else was using.
Exactly.
But the thing, though, that makes it different, and the way I go is on how it seems like, for the most part, Major League Baseball players feel. And when we ask this question, or people in baseball, Heim Bloom, even Alex Cora talked about Bonds' season and what's
the best ever.
So those guys,
you think Heim Bloom, the president of the Red Sox baseball operations, is going to say that the New York Yankees star mm-hmm. has the real record and that the baseball, you know, that creates such a that opens a Pandora's box of people analyzing the Red Sox history of cheating,
right,
the manager's history of cheating.
So take the Red Sox out of it. Just find former Major League Baseball players or current Major League Baseball players and ask them, do you feel like the Barry Bonds 73 is the actual record? And I would think that most...
You think everybody's going to say yes.
I would think the overwhelming majority would be like,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was Wiggy's lead this morning. Here is Courtney and what is trending this hour.
Gresh and Keith, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Sam Adams Oktoberfest. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, but LeBron James is continuing his conversations on wanting a team in Vegas. He spoke to media yesterday about it while Adam Silver is in Abu Dhabi. Here's what he had to say.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's the best fan base in the world, and I would love to bring a team here at some point. That would be amazing. And I know Adam is in Abu Dhabi right now, I believe, with the Bucks and Atlanta. So, but he probably sees every single interview and transcript that comes through from NBA players. So I want the team here, Adam. Thank you.
Is he talking basketball franchise or pickleball?
So what do you think is more likely? John Henry buys an NBA team with LeBron James and puts it in Vegas, or the Red Sox sign Aaron Judge?
Team in Vegas.
So for another offseason, the Red Sox will strike out in free agency but acquire another professional team. That seems exactly what I would want my owner to do.
What did LeBron James pay for that pickleball franchise? Do you know?
I have no idea. I didn't even know he bought a pickleball.
Yeah, he bought one, which is interesting to me.
Isn't Sam Kennedy a part of it?
I don't know. I don't know what he, you mean, a part of the league?
Yeah.
I don't know. But if he thinks, do you look at him as being a good businessman?
LeBron?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
So if they, I mean, I feel like we got to get in on pickleball.
Oh,
like
pickleball is the future. no, I'm not save kidding.
That, save that drop.
It is.
It's pickleball's the
Everybody
future.
Is picking up pickleball, and you can do it at any age. That's why it's so important for people right now. I'm telling you, I have a friend that just quit his job and is
should
working.
You put that in your profile?
Pickleball is the future?
No, like pickleball, a premier pickleballer.
Yeah.
But no, okay. But yeah. If people are playing.
Pickleball is life.
People are playing, but are we going to go watch pickleball? That's the question. Because if maybe people might be playing it, but are people actually going to watch a pickleball league?
I mean, it's kind of like gaming, I guess, and Chime, like in the professional gamers.
Yeah.
Like, I guess people will go watch it. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Tons of people watch professional gaming. So
were you able to find out what he paid for it?
No. I just saw an article that he bought it. There's $150-some-odd million worth of investments in properties, but I didn't see how much he bought.
So it's tennis on a smaller court with smaller rackets.
Yeah,
right? That's what pickleball is?
Essentially.
Elsewhere in basketball, Shams Charania has the report on The Athletic that there was a physical altercation at Warriors practice yesterday. The team's considering disciplinary action towards Draymond Green.
Yeah, he punched, Jordan.
Jordan Poole.
Yeah.
Apparently it all has to do with contract extensions and cap space. And that's what everything is
really?
About. Yeah.
The hell is that?
That's what the report says.
Really?
Yes.
Jordan Poole must have been like, bro, you ain't worth $150 million they gave you, or something along those lines.
Yeah. Thursday Night Football will see the Colts and Broncos face off tonight. You can listen to that game and all Thursday Night Football matchups right here on WEEI. Listen to Mud at Night and then join the broadcast at 7:30. And the classic is back. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here for a limited time, and this year it is your time to stein. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Beautiful day in the city of Boston today. Right now the temperature is just about 60 degrees, afternoon high in the low 70s with sunshine. 62 degrees, partly cloudy. And that weather report is brought to you by Apex Entertainment. Celebrate with friends, family, and coworkers at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed by 30 luxury bowling lanes, chef-inspired menu with two full bars, serving signature cocktails, making it a perfect destination for events. Come to Marlboro for a visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tomorrow on this show, Devin McCourty around 7:20 or so.
Just confirmed 7:20.
7:20, Patriots Friday tomorrow, and the Jackson Penn game of the week before we go. At the end of the show today, take that take back. And I was informed during the break, Draymond Green, huge pickleball player.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Apparently plays in a group
mm-hmm.
with LeBron James,
okay.
Kevin Love, and others.
Mm-hmm.
I obviously missed it during the pandemic. I was not a big apparently that's what led to the pickleball fascination that America is
really
going through. Yes,
the court's smaller, so you're closer than 6 feet. So how'd they pull that one off?
Great point.
I don't know. Five million Americans currently love pickleball.
Yeah.
And are active players. Apparently.
It's really big in the retirement community, and it really helps for folks that are at an older age.
Great. Mm-hmm.
And that are maybe looking for some new friends, new activities.
Mm-hmm.
They take up pickleball.
Huh?
And it was, to answer the question earlier, it was all they will say is it was a seven-figure investment from that group, LeBron James, Maverick,
mm-hmm.
Kevin Love, et cetera.
I believe it. I mean, you brought up the point with the kind of EA sports world and the gaming world. It seems like cornhole is another thing that people are out there doing, like, these games, and they kind of make these professional leagues, and there's an audience.
Well, is there, though? Like, do you think any of the four will ever be surpassed by a pickleball?
No.
What?
No. No, not even close.
Yeah.
Not even the same strategy.
Even Major League Baseball?
No.
Mm-mm.
Baseball's growing.
Like, I would say the fifth biggest sport in America is soccer. And that's still probably a long ways away from surpassing any of the big four.
The biggest sports leagues when it comes to popularity, according to that thing we had earlier from Sportico a couple months ago, the NFL, baseball, college football,
mm-hmm.
NBA, NHL.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's never going to be a pickleball that gets into that group.
And, right. And all we've heard about is how lacrosse is going to take over one. We've heard that for years.
Yeah,
and that is.
Yeah, keep trying. Bill Belichick's been trying.
But there aren't as many people who play lacrosse. So if you have 5 million Americans...
I'm sure there's more than 5 million Americans that play lacrosse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lacrosse is a big sport.
No, but what I'm saying in a casual exercise way, Curtis, like you have all these people who are apparently picked it up during the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
had never played pickleball before, then there is an appetite on their part
mm-hmm.
to watch the sport.
Yeah.
Right, but the problem is until the sport is in, like Shine brought this point up, there are actually high schools that have gaming teams. So until you get a pickleball in high school where kids are actually playing it, then which would lead that to them playing in college, then that might open up a door for a professional league.
I'll never understand the watching other people play video games. That will just never be me. And I also just don't
it's
think...
It's probably Santo, though.
No.
Because
he's not
a nerd.
Yeah, he is a nerd, but he's not a gamer.
Oh, okay.
But I could never sit down and watch people play pickleball. I think it's fun to play, but I would never watch it on TV. That's what I don't get.
But you watch TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
But by the way, just to get back on track for a quick second.
Wait, no, but I actually have a point to finish here. This is why I never understand why lacrosse hasn't become bigger than it is right now, because watching lacrosse is actually very entertaining. It is a sport that I find to be just as captivating as football.
Right, I get that. When people say, well, I don't watch soccer because it's boring. But yet you'll sit there and watch, you'll get lost for an hour watching TikTok dance videos.
Yeah. Well, it's not all dance videos, too. That was the beginning of TikTok. Now it's all types of stuff.
Right. Now they do, like, organic chemistry.
No, I learn different recipes, you know, a day in the life.
I love cooking TikTok.
Yeah, same.
Please stop giving the Chinese
Said
your information.
No one ever, Shine.
What do you mean, Greg?
Really?
Oh, my God.
Stop
yeah.
being a boomer. Literally everyone under the age of, like, 35 loves cooking TikTok.
Yep.
By the way, 25 million Americans play soccer.
Yeah.
Nobody watches it. That's the difference. People can do. There's a lot of people that play crazy eights at retirement homes. They don't watch people playing cards on TV.
Well, the tough part too about soccer is the best leagues in the world are in completely different time zones, and so it makes it difficult.
But they would be here if people here played soccer. If LeBron James played soccer, we would have the best soccer team in the world.
Sure, but like when the World Cup happens and those games are in like American primetime slots, then you'll see people watching soccer.
Right, we watch swimming too every 4 years when Phelps is playing. It doesn't mean that people love swimming.
Yeah, I'm with Curtis on that one. Knowing, you know, whether it's soccer, whether it's, you actually will sit down in the, I think it's, and part of it might be the investment or the connection that you have with this team that's been a while, been around for a long time. There's really no connection to, I know MLS has been around, but it's nothing like even NHL teams, the original Sixes. So, you know, kids grow up watching these sports, and now it's like, now with all the other stuff that's going on, you know, a kid would say, you know, I'd rather get lost in TikTok than watch a soccer game, right? So, or a lacrosse game.
Do you watch cornhole on ESPN?
No, I mean, I've seen it, but yeah, if I see it, I'll stop by and I'll watch it for a minute, the same way I might watch, you know, World Series of Poker or some billiard competition. But I won't stay there long.
I feel like now we need to do a pickleball foundation tournament event.
Yeah, great idea.
Are they all over the place?
All over the place. I'm pretty sure there is a new place.
You got to find the
is indoors and set up. It's like a bar with pickleball courts.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like if LeBron James is buying, as much as it pains me to say this, if he's buying a franchise for seven figures, then probably not a dumb business move. Like, there's probably an opportunity there. I would assume
there's definitely some opportunity there. But then again, like, you know, businessmen also don't always make good decisions, even if you are a good businessman. Like, some of your investments just don't pan out, and that happens. I mean, the guys on Shark Tank.
Go easy on the metaverse there, guy.
Sorry,
my
bad.
A huge comeback.
But even like the people on Shark Tank, they say like 75% of those investments fail. Right.
And how many businessmen do you think bought into like roller derby in the 80s?
Or arena football.
Yeah. Like,
how many former players bought it? Hey, you know what? I just bought a roller derby team.
And when you say seven figures, let's say it's $3 million. LeBron probably pays that in real estate taxes in California on one of his mansions. Like, it's not a big investment for him.
This is Mike from Florida. What's up, Mike?
Guys, what's up?
Hey.
So I just wanted to comment on the whole Aaron Judge and then the going back to Barry Bonds and the performance-enhancing drugs or whatever you want to call it. Yeah. So people are always worried about, you know, the difference between the origins of the game. Babe Ruth hit 714 home runs, and Hank Aaron didn't break that until, what, the 70s? The thing is everything in the modern game is performance-enhancing, from the blades of grass on the field to the gloves that they use to the cleats that they use, all the equipment. Everything is performance-enhancing, so it's so hard to draw the line, you know, with stuff like that. Would Babe Ruth have hit 714 home runs if he had been in the box against Randy Johnson or Pedro or Nolan Ryan? Probably not. So how do you find a way to differentiate between 1921 and 2022? You can't do it. So just leave it alone. Understand that the game has evolved for the better in so many ways. It's had its, you know, good times, bad times. You know, we had players that were racists way back when, and drunks when, you know, I mean, Babe Ruth was drunk half the time. Could players do that? Could players do that today? Absolutely
but
not.
But the difference, so Mike, is you have to judge them based on the time they played. And when Babe Ruth played, while it was wrongly against only white people, he had more home runs than entire teams, the rest of the American League combined. I mean,
it's a great point.
But that's why you have to do that, and why the steroid era stands alone is I judge all those players from the late 90s to the early 2000s the same way. They enabled people to cheat. If they wanted it to stop, they didn't speak up, and most people were, so I judge them all on the same level, and those numbers are such an outlier compared to the rest of the 150, 60-year history of the sport that's the way I do it. I know I'm not everyone, but that's why I look at it that way.
If you're right, but however, that was probably the most entertaining era in the history of baseball.
Right, that's a different conversation.
Yeah.
It was entertaining as hell, of course. It was great. I just don't think it's I don't think you
feel like we need
steroids are different.
Separate the era.
But Mike, steroids are different than any other enhancement that you're talking about. Like you're altering your body with the specific intent of hitting home runs. I mean,
did Babe Ruth eat healthy? Did he go to the gym? No.
No.
Everything that guys are doing now is to enhance their performance. Back then, they didn't need to do that. So I get it. Steroids HGH or whatever.
He was on performance unenhancing substances and was that good. Mm-hmm. I mean,
who's that?
Babe Ruth.
Yeah, but Mike brings up a good point. Mike brings up a good point. Back then, it was like Josh Gibson, right? You see some of these players that played in Negro League baseball, right? And they said he had almost 800 home runs, but a lot of them weren't official because he was playing Negro League baseball because he wasn't allowed to play Major League Baseball. Mm. So I think when you start to look, it's more about recognizing the guys that are there. Like, we recognize Babe Ruth. Right. So if somebody passes him, they go, oh, they're passing Babe Ruth. If they pass Hank Aaron's 755 home runs, then you recognize that. But it's almost like with Barry Bonds, who sits atop the 700 club and it sits atop the single season home run record. He does not get recognized by, it seems like, the national media or the ESPNs or even like Major League Baseball. When have you seen Aaron Judge watch the game and say, heard anybody say, can he catch Barry Bonds? No, it's all, can he pass Roger Maris? Mm-hmm. Well, why couldn't he have hit 73? I mean, why couldn't he have done that? But there's been no mention of that. And that's where I kind of feel like
There's been no mention of Barry Bonds? Every time we talk about this, we talk about Barry
Bonds. There has been no national mention of Barry Bonds.
If he can catch him.
If he can catch Barry Bonds.
Right, because he's that is the unreachable star.
No, but you didn't know that. When he was at 50-something home runs, there's no unreachable star. I think the thing is that no one wanted to even bring up that subject.
What I've seen have been people talking about Judge in the context of Barry Bonds. Is this the new record or does it belong to Barry Bonds? I haven't heard it discussed without mentioning Barry Bonds.
No, but you've heard, is it the new record? But you've never heard people say, could he pass Barry Bonds or could he get past McGuire? Could he get past Sosa? Could he get in the mid-60s? You've never heard that. They almost want to scrub those guys and say...
But they're still talking about it. They're not scrubbing it because his name's still coming up.
Yeah, but
the number 73 is still coming up.
No,
it's just not in relation to Aaron Judge ever being able to pass it.
No, the only reason why the number is and the name is coming up because people are saying that Aaron Judge is the real home run leader. That's the only reason why.
This is Brendan from Springfield. What's up, Brendan?
Yo.
Hey.
Kind of thinking of like the last caller with the eras, but the steroid era, there's a ton of pitchers on juice too. So it's kind of like an even playing field. You know what I mean?
I hear this argument all the time. Were there a ton of pitchers that were using?
Probably. I mean, didn't Barry Bonds face Roger Clemens a number of times?
Yeah.
I mean, so there was probably, you know, we know about Andy Pettit. There was a number of guys that, you know, that were on steroids at that time, whether they were hitters or pitchers.
Yeah, I mean, here's a 781 texter says the pitchers were on him too, and it's ridiculous. Barry Bonds is the best home run hitter of all time.
Yeah, it's just an anomaly that the home runs were all hit in that period. It's nothing to do with anything. It's just dumb luck. I mean, people are just intentionally stupid. I don't understand it. Like, when you look at a statistical outlier, it's those years. I'm not saying the people today are clean. I'm not saying the people that cheated were bad. I'm just explaining why 62 matters. You're never going to see 70 again. Okay? No, does that make sense?
You're right. If Judge were juicing,
mm-hmm.
he'd be hitting 73. Or more.
How do we know that? Aren't there guys that are still getting popped for PEDs? Didn't Tatis Jr.?
So here's the other argument with Judge is, and my boy Jakesy made it the other day, is that he's never, you know, he rarely plays a full season and suddenly
which is
boom.
True. The last time he hit more than, I believe it was 40 home runs, was his second year in the league where he hit 52. So he went 52, 27, 27, 9, 39, and now 62. And I'm not saying he's on anything.
Oh, it seems like you may be.
Okay, let's see. Barry Bonds, 32, 33, 40, 37, 34, 73.
Right. But continue, look at his career. He was always normally a 35, 40 home run hitter.
His biggest jump went from 49 to 73, which according to my math is 24 home runs.
Mm-hmm.
Judge hit 52 and hit 62.
Right.
That's 10.
But I'm not
half, more than half.
Right. I'm not saying Judge is on anything or isn't on anything. But all I'm saying is that when you look at that era, when you look at baseball, when we talk about Aaron Judge and what he's doing, mm-hmm. yes, it's a Yankee record. That's it.
All right. This is Ray from Boston. What's up, Ray?
Ray from Quincy, Greg.
Hey, Ray.
What's up? I got a new phone number. But listen, I haven't ran since 1990 Thanksgiving Day. Quincy Presidents beat North Quincy 24-17, 8-1-1 that year. But I'd like to come to the Jingle All the Way thing to do a thing with Curtis on that little guest segment thing.
Oh.
Like, I could do a minute or two. I don't know how long I mean,
how long do you
You're more than welcome to come in for a segment. I was inundated yesterday by
really?
People, Greg.
Really?
Yeah, I think we have something here on the station. You know,
right. Is this a new co-host search?
Yeah, I love it. We should try it out. You can do it very quickly.
So, the Jingle All the Way 5K, mm-hmm. our annual 5K to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation, in which we celebrate the Christmas word, is happening on December 10th at the Cisco Brewery in Portsmouth. And not only will I be running, but Courtney will be running.
Yep.
Curtis will be there. No Ken. And so Curtis is going to have co-hosts all day long on that Saturday, correct?
Yeah, and a lot of people want to come by, and some people don't like me and want to go at me, which is more than welcome, just six feet away.
I refuse to believe that nobody doesn't like you.
Oh, you know. You know, I'm not for everyone. Not everybody likes vanilla ice cream. That's why I have 30 other flavors.
I feel like everybody likes vanilla and chocolate ice cream.
Yeah. Well, you
really
like
a vanilla person.
I like vanilla.
I like chocolate.
Speaking of the
coffee.
Foundation, quickly, Monday I should have full announcement on...
Greg likes rum raisin.
I should.
Disgusting.
That is gross.
Rachel Holt, big rum raisin
No, the best. I've already said it 1,000 times. Best ice cream in the entire planet is...
Heath Bar Crunch.
No, it's from J.P. Licks.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the salted caramel Oreo. Nobody... Go there today, get it. You'll
I like salted caramel.
Your life can end, and you'll
Sounds
be fine.
Good.
Anyway, I was going to say Monday I'll have full details on Ty Law's 24 lanes bowling event to benefit the foundation. It's happening on November 8th, but I'll have full details at Apex in Marlboro, and I'll have full details on that Monday. Also on the show Monday, Bill Belichick around 7:45, and Boomer Esiason at 9.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Gresh and Keith coming up next, and Michael Urban at 1:30 with those guys. And then this afternoon, Dan Orlovsky with Christian and Lou and Mego. We are going to get to Take That Take Back in just a moment or two. This is Kelly, who apparently is Kelly is the wife of Ray the plumber, who occasionally calls the program.
Have you seen him? Did you go by his place?
I did not. Okay. I did not end up walking over to the putt shack and saying hello to Ray, and I apologize profusely to Ray for that. What's morning, Kelly.
Yeah, he really wanted to meet you. Hi, this is Kelly. I'm actually Ray's wife.
Yes.
And he loves your station. And when I heard the news about Tom Brady and Giselle splitting up, my heart sank. Because I don't want her to chase Ray.
Oh,
wow.
I don't know.
I could see it.
Curtis's heart sank also.
Yeah.
She might be woman enough to take my man.
No, I don't. Maybe she
takes a step down.
Maybe just, what you're saying, Ray the plumber is a step down from Tom Brady. That's an unwarranted insult to Ray.
Listen, no disrespect.
What was the big issue, Greg and Wiggy, with Giselle and Brady that we presume?
Tom is working too much.
Working too much.
Right.
Ray can work from home and fix any issues.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I would hate to say that Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. Uh-huh. 7 championships.
Ray is the greatest plumber of all time.
And no disrespect to what Ray does, but I think that's a bit of a, if Giselle decides to go with Ray the plumber, maybe a little bit of a step down. Keep it honest. Let's keep it a buck.
I disagree. Ray's a man.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ray has been in several of those plumber calendars that they do to raise money.
Oh, we should ask Ray's wife. If she went to Brady, would that be an upgrade
Wiggy,
for her?
Wiggy, I have an idea for your dating profile.
Mm-hmm.
Just write, laying pipe.
There's good money in that nowadays.
Much more than I make, believe me.
All right. We're back tomorrow with Devin McCourty at 7:20 and the Jackson Penn game of the week. But before we go, this.
Take that back.
Take that take back.
Back. Back. Take it back. You take that back.
All right. Before we get out of here, most days, an opportunity to take a take back. Who are you starting with this morning, Chime?
Let's start with our good friend Courtney Cox, had quite the take on an up-and-coming sport, Gregory. Okay.
Right. Do you look at him as being a good businessman?
LeBron?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, I feel like we got to get in on pickleball.
Oh,
like
pickleball's the future. I'm not kidding.
It is. Pickleball's the future?
Everybody is picking up pickleball, and you can do it at any age. That's why it's so important for people right now.
Okay. Pickleball is the future.
I do think it's the future, maybe not the future professional sport. I don't think it's going to take over anything. So, I'll take that take back.
Okay, you are going to take it back.
I'm going to take it back,
Pickleball.
Love pickleball.
But it's not the future.
No.
Okay. We need to have something for when we take it back. Like, what's going on?
Well, I have
sounder?
An idea. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Something like go out there and totally redeem yourself. Dumb and Dumber.
Okay.
Nope. Shime, I'm ready to see what this is. Shime's going to pull off here. Can't wait to see what Jackson's Penn game is tomorrow, though.
I think Jackson was trying to sabotage our game yesterday, though. Is this Wiggy or Whack when he hung up on the caller?
Take it all back, take it all back.
Okay. Right,
good song.
All
right. Yep. Greg loves that.
Who else you got, Chime?
Hold on. Sorry. I'm joking.
Oh, my Lord.
Holy cow.
What happened? Curtis Heimlich.
Oh my God!
Give the man the Heimlich.
No, COVID.
Can you get your arms around?
No,
it?
No, I have a baby.
Oh. Well, you can't.
Oh my God,
pick
is
one
he okay?
Human. You can't pick one human life over another.
Yeah, I have to put the air thing on me before my child. I have to protect me.
Good call, Curtis. Good job.
Were you choking on your own spittle?
Yeah, of course.
Are you aware that somewhere around 30 plus people die in America every year from choking
Greg,
on their
I can
own
guarantee
spittle?
You that will be, it is I a, will be one of them.
It is an irrational fear for me.
I just got the Dana White DNA test back for Shime. It says tomorrow.
And it's worse because I had my sinus infection like last week, and it's just been brutal all week. Anyways.
You mean your alleged sinus infection?
Get you some Mucinex, man. Clear all that right
Trust
up.
Me, Wiggy. I've been trying, brother.
Pretty soon you're going to run out of illnesses, but go ahead.
All right. next, I'll have malaria.
It's like when Manny ran out of grandparents that could have died.
Well, all right.
Anyways, I believe somebody had a take that this is a new record that was established this
week. Okay. All right. So, great question. So, you're asking why are we? I love this question. Why are we celebrating a guy who accomplished a feat and did it the right way as opposed to cheating? Great question. I love it. That's really a great question. Like every time this comes up, and I say I take this as the legit record. Everybody says, well, how do you know he's not on something? Because he's not. Like we would know it if he was. I will not take that take back. Mm. In my mind, Aaron Judge should have the Major League home run record because he has done it without the aid of any performance-enhancing substance of any kind. Mm-hmm. That's my... I'm not taking that back. All right, any other ones?
Last one for you. We had a determining number one tailgate food today.
Okay.
Number one.
And number one, I prefer the lemon pepper, but it is the chicken wing.
Of course.
Yeah. There is a team in the NFL that was basically, you know, brought us the Buffalo-style chicken wings, but the wings are a must-have.
No. I don't think wings are the number one tailgate food.
So what would agreed. What would you say is number first, one?
Bagels and spreads.
No, I wouldn't.
What?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Okay, we're ending the show on that. We're not doing anything.
Bagels and spreads all day you can enjoy.
No, I wouldn't take that take back. But I want to.
You can make a sandwich.
Are you taking it back?
No. But I want to say
what a beautiful mind.
What is the number one? No, I'm not taking it back. Huh? What is the number one?
You're gonna challenge me on food?
Yes, I want to challenge you. The number one tailgate.
It's not even on your list.
Okay, what is that?
Which shows how awful your list is.
All right.
Number one tailgate food all time in the history of tailgating?
Uh-huh.
Perfect for the season?
Mm-hmm.
Chili.
Ugh.
Oh, God. Great. Get out of here.
Great. Terrible to travel with. Huh? Awful.
You pass over the sausage for
dump
chili?
Dump a full bag of grated cheese in there and a dollop or two of sour cream.
You'd use
dip
the whole container.
Bread.
God, get play the porta potty.
I'm with you. Play that next week.
Boom.
Does he want to take that take back?
Boom.
Take that, take that.
No, I'm not taking that back.
Chili? Ugh. No
chili.
Way.
That is messy.
No.
Over wings?
Who cares? It doesn't matter if you're messy. You're going to a football game.
Yeah, I'm not with you on the
chili. You're not bringing any chili in my car.
Unless you're putting some chili on a dog.
Yeah. Why don't you go check the next couple plays off there, Greg?
All right.
Take tomorrow off.
Great show, everybody.
Great show.
Great show.
You know what's great? Tomato bisque at a tailgate.
Look at Little Hands agrees. Chili is king. Can't go wrong with chili. You ever offer somebody chili and they said no?
What is your favorite candy? A lozenge?
I love a chicken pot pie. Okay, right.
Gresh and Keith are next. Thank you for listening and thank you for watching on Twitch.
WEEI.
Love EEI, man.
WEEI. WEEI. New England's
sports original.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.